With the swearing in of a new interim government, political stability is slowly returning to Haiti, but the human crisis continues. The revolt against ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide prevented international relief organizations from getting food and supplies to thousands of poor Haitians. NPR's René Montaigne spoke with Kenneth Hackett, president of Catholic Relief Services, who was in Haiti last week to assess the situation.
People are, on the one hand, tremendously anxious. The violence continues, although it's waning a bit and improving a bit with the Marines there. And on the other hand, people are very hopeful that a change will come, that things will improve. And you have to look at the two emotions almost side by side. People are hoping that an environment will be created where Haitians can solve Haitian problems.
And since Gerard Latortue became interim prime minister, has the situation improved for Haitians? Have you been able to get relief, get your services out?
Just before he took over, we did a shipment to the southern part of the country, to the schools and the hospitals and the orphanages. That will last for hopefully 2 months. We have been unable, and nor has any other agency, been able to make any shipments to the northern part of the country. World Food Program, I should correct myself, made one small shipment, but the situation is still insecure. Further, we had 600 tons of our food and supply looted at the port, so that's another challenge for us.
What particular services are you not able to get to this area of the country, and how many people does that affect?
Oh, let me say this, that people, particularly the poor throughout the country, are adversely impacted by this long period of looting and violence and curfew. The fact that the food supplies from the countryside, and they had a pretty good harvest, are not able to get into the main city. So virtually the whole country is affected by the turmoil that has gone on. What will happen is that the food supplies, particularly for the institutions, the orphanages, the schools, etc., that is serviced generally by the agencies such as Catholic Relief Services, CARE, World Vision, Save the Children, and we're unable to distribute food.
What about aid from other countries?
Well, I think the Europeans who... Some of the countries may have problems with or concerns about the way President Aristide moved from the country, but I don't think they will back away in terms of humanitarian assistance in the days ahead. I also think it will be absolutely necessary that the entire international community makes a commitment once again to help with the economic and social long-term development in Haiti, provided that the policies are put into place that show a real commitment to the betterment of all of the Haitian people.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Renee.
Kenneth Hackett is president of Catholic Relief Services, speaking from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.